Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Shabbos daf Kuf Gimel. We left off on daf Kuf Beis Amid Beis. We are holding four lines from the bottom of the page. Boy Minei Rav Nasan, Baroshaya Mei Rabbi Yochanan. So the first thing we're going to discuss today is Misates. If a person chisels something out, what is the chiyuv? What malacha has he violated? Then the Gemara is going to discuss banging on an anvil and what malacha is being done over there. What would be the problem if you're not actually making a kli? And then the Mishnah, the first Mishnah on Amar Aleph, is going to discuss the shear of a variety of Malachos, the Shir of Choresh, of Zareah, of Kotzer, and then the next Mishnah is going to start a series of Mishnayos that talk about Kosev, the Malacha of Kosev, and we're going to discuss in today's daf, writing with the right hand or the left hand, if you're a righty, if you're a lefty, when you're Chayev for the Malacha of Kosev. We're going to have five different opinions of what we learned from the Pasuk Me'achas Mehena, one of which relates to our Sugya about Kosev, about writing Shei Mishimon, about writing the first two letters of a longer word or a longer name. And then at the end of the daf, we'll see if we get to it today, we're going to start a discussion about Mem Psucha and Mem Stuma, about the different traditions of how to write the letter Mem based on where its placement is in the word. Today's share, I assume, is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. I think that's it, I think, for today. So let's begin four lines from the bottom of the page on daf Kuf Beis Amud Beis. So says the Gemara, Bayimnei Rav Nasan Bar Hashaya Mei Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Nasan Bar Hashaya asked the following from Rabbi Yochanan. Misates Mishumai Mechayev. If a person is misates, if he chisels, what is he chayev? What malacha has he violated? So Achvi Lebi Yadeh, he didn't tell him verbally, he just showed him, made a hand gesture. Mishum Makabepatish. He made a banging gesture with his hand as if to say Makabepatish. That's the violation, meaning in accordance with the Shita of Shmuel. Aiva Nantanana Misates Vamakabepatish. But doesn't the Mishnah list Misates and Makabepatish are separate malachos? So Ema Hamasates Hamakabepatish. Don't say Hamasates Ve'amakabepatish. Rather, it should be Hamasates Hamakabepatish Kol Shu Chayiv. That if you're Masates, which is Makabepatish, this year is a Kol Shu. So Tashima says Gemara, let's go bring a Raya from our Mishnah. Hakodeach kol shu chayv. The Mishnah says that if you drill a tiny little hole in the wall, you're going to be chayv. So bish, l'mal rav, I understand very well, according to Rav, who we learned in yesterday's daf, who says that making a tiny hole in a lul shel tarnagolim is considered a malach of bona. So when you make a tiny hole in a wall, even though you want to close it up with a peg or with a nail or something, nevertheless, it's included in the malach of bona, because it's helping in the process of building. So mechzi keman dechar chor tel binyanos. Therefore, it looks like you made a hole for the sake of the binyan. El l'shmuel, but according to Shmuel, that making a small hole in a lul shel tarnagolim is not a malacha of bona. Over there, you are chayiv, but that's because of makab epatish, because by making that little hole, you are completing the chicken coop. So why would you be chayiv for drilling a small hole in a wall? Lav gemar malachu. It doesn't seem to be a gemar malacha of anything. So says gemar hachmei eskinan de bazi berimtza de parzlov. That you drilled a hole with a long nail that doesn't get all the way nailed into the wall, so a little bit of that nail protrudes a little bit from the wall, and therefore it serves as a hook. So that's a gemar malacha. Dahainu gemar malacha. That's a gemar malacha. Makab patish, because by drilling that little hole into the wall, you're also making a hook on the wall. I just said we have a second sponsor for today's daf by Morris Javahari in honor of the art site of Daniel Ben Hillel in the Shabbos Haven Aliyah. We thank Morris for the sponsorship as well. So we had said over here that according to Rav, I understand very well that it's a malacha because mechzi keman dechar chorta lebinyana. So the Rav Yosef Engel points out in Gilyonei Ashas, normally the word mechzi means that it's not a real malacha, it's only that it's nira kemalacha, that it looks like a malacha. Mechzi would be the way we would describe something that's only an isra midrabanan mishamara sa'ayin. But over here, you can't say that. Over here, we're talking about being chayiv chatas. So we're obviously talking about something that's nisra d'ara. So the word mechzi doesn't mean that it's only drabanan because it looks like. We have to say that the word mechzi over here is being used differently. And Rav Yosef Engel points out that that's not so unusual, because there are a lot of places in Shas where the Gemara uses the term mechzi even by things that are aser min haTorah. And Sanhedrin daf lamed dalet and daf pei beis and elsewhere. There are other achronim. However, the Megine Shlomo says that when the Gemara says loshav mechzi, is because it's not really a malacha gemura, because you're making the wall, you're making a hole hole in the wall, al menas to fill it in. So that's not really to'elus for the binyan by making the hole itself. So therefore, the Gemara uses the term that yichayv mishum bona only because it's nearer like one of the malachos of binyan. Meaning in another context, it would be valuable for binyan. So even though you're doing it outside of that context, and that's why he uses the term merci. In this context, it's not actually valuable for binyan, but nevertheless, it's still an issa d'araisa of binyan. So that's how the achronim deal with that word merci. So zeh klal. The Mishnah then said the klal is anytime you do a malach and the malach is miskayem is b'shabbos, you're going to be chayiv. So zeh klal the suyei mai. What's the chiddush? La suyei d'chok kafiza b'kaba. The case is where you hollow out a kli that holds a small measurement, three lug, in a piece of wood, a larger piece of wood that you could have made a larger kli out of. So even though really you want to hold, you want to make a kli out of that could hold four lug, and you only hollowed out three lug of a base kibble, nevertheless, since it is a functional kli, so that's what we're coming to say, Zaklal, you did a malacha that's miskayemis, you did a malacha that's worthwhile and lasting, for that you're going to be chayiv as well. Ram Shimon Gamliel lomar hamaka b'kornis al asad, and then Ram Shimon Gamliel said that if a person bangs on an anvil while he's doing the malacha, so he doesn't bang directly on the kli, he just bangs on a flat sheet of metal, he's also going to be chayiv, because that's also considered to be somehow a malacha. So says Gemara, well, my kavod, what do you mean? What did you do? You're not doing anything. So Rabbi Rav Yosef Damir Tavayim Mipnei Shema Aminas Yado, because he's practicing a swing. He's learning how to bang out with a hammer properly by practicing on a flat sheet of metal. So Kashba Bnei Rachba Elameata Chazum Nosu B'Shabbat V'Gamar Rachinami D'Mechayiv. There's a problem with learning how to bang with a hammer. If someone comes and just coaches you and starts, you know, working with your swing, so that's also malacha. So the Gemara asks, if you watch someone, you're walking by a construction site and you see a construction worker doing the work and you're watching him, that's also malacha, because I'm going to learn how to better do it by watching someone else do it. That can't be. It's not possible that's a malacha. Even though there's a, you know, one could be mechalik between seeing a maisa umnus where you're not doing anything via daim versus actually swinging a hammer. But the Bnei Rachba hold, when it comes to Yisuri Torah, there's no reason to be mechalik. Lemaisa, you're not doing any malacha and you can't be mechayiv him just for learning something. But as far as Nisad Rabbanon, of course, the Chumash Deshem points out, of course, the Bnei Rachva would admit that as far as Nisad Rabbanon is concerned, it would make sense that if you bang on an anvil, that would be a Nisad Rabbanon, whereas watching someone wouldn't even be a Nisad Rabbanon. But on a Doraisa level, it makes no sense to be mechalik like this. Ella Abai v'Rava Damri Tavayus, Abai and Rava both explain that the reason why when you bang on an anvil, you chayiv is because Shekein miradidei tasei mishkan osin kein. That's what they would do when the people who would prepare the different metal sheets for the Mishkan used to do this all the time in order that the hammer would be smooth, because when you're dealing with very fine metals, very thin sheets of metal, if there's a nook or a crack or something on the head of the hammer, it could crack right through the metal. So you want to every once in a while bang on a flat surface that will make sure that the hammer's head is perfectly flat. So therefore, I'm showing you holds that someone who's maka lasadan at the time that he's doing malacha is included in the malacha of maka bepatish and is going to be chayiv. Tanya nami achir m'shung gom li'alomer afa maka b'kornis lasadan b'shas malacha chayiv shekein miradite tasei mishkanos and kein, that it's beferish in the brisa. That's exactly why you're going to be chayiv, because that's what they would do when they would bang for the mishkan. So we learned in the Gemara that the reason that you're not allowed to bang on the anvil according to the first opinion was because you're learning how to swing a hammer. So the Bnei Rachva said that can't be, because then even watching someone it would be chayiv, and that's why Abai and Rava had to give this second explanation, because that's what they actually did in the Mishkan. So the Chida quotes some earlier Gedolim that say that you're allowed to watch a malacha that's normally also doing Shabbos. You're allowed to watch a malacha be done al yidei akum in order to learn how to do it properly, so that in a way that there's not a big tircha by watching. You're just watching it, just observing. However, in Chuvas She'elas Yaivitz, Rabbi Yaakov Emdin, in Chelek Aleph Simon Mem Aleph, asks someone who wants to learn how to do surgery to stand there and watch a surgeon doing the surgery, because he holds that's an Isser Gamur in its own right, and he brings a Raya from Rachva in our Sugya that they say there's no Chiyuv on watching an Umnus on Shabbos Kedei L'Islamed, but sounds like the Chiyuv is not by watching the Umnus and learning it on Shabbos, but there's no Chiyuv, but there is some sort of iser. Like a lot of times, whenever we say that you're putter on something, it means that it's still going to be aser. So the same raya that the Chidah brought, that it's going to be mutter. So the Gemara says, of course, watching something is going to be mutter. So says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, no, that's a raya that it's aser. Because the Gemara is saying, of course, watching something is putter. Putter always means aser. So to watch someone do the malacha, in order to watch with the intent of learning how to do the malacha, is going to be aser. The Achronim just point out, he missed the Trumas Hadeshen. The Trumas Hadeshen holds that it's mutter legamri, right? That's the Trumas Hadeshen we just mentioned before. The Trumas Hadeshen says that on a Drabbanan level, it makes a lot of sense to distinguish between when you're doing a Maisa Biyadayim versus just watching. It's just that on a Daraisa level, it doesn't make sense to distinguish. So it seems that Rabbi Yaakov Emden is against the Trumas Hadeshen. And in fact, the Mishabura Paskins and Simon Shin Mem, Sivkot and Chav Aleph, that you're allowed to watch Umnus B'Shabbos, even though that is enabling you to learn how to do it. But he says that Dafka Bakrai, where you happen to see it. But you should be careful that you shouldn't talk to the Nachri about the malacha that he's doing. But if you're just walking on Shabbos and you see someone doing it and you're fascinated by these things, some people are just fascinated by construction sites, so they stop and they look. So you're allowed to go and watch. But to start talking to him about how to do it, so then already it's going to be a violation of Dabar Davar to be talking about inyanim of malacha. Okay, new Mishnah. Hachorish Kolshu, if a person plows, even a kolshu, v'menakish, or a person weeds, v'mekarsem, or a person prunes branches, v'mezared, or a person prunes shoots, kolshu, and all of these activities, even if you just do a kolshu, chayiv, you're chayiv either mishum choresh or mishum zareya. Hamelaket etzim, if a person gathers wood, so im lasake, and if he's doing it in order to improve the tree, to remove some of the wood from the tree that's getting in the way of the proper growth of the other branches, then kolshu. Then even if you're only melake to kolshu in yavetzim, im lahesek, but if you're gathering the wood in order to use it for firewood, then kedei levashel beitzakala. Then it's only if you gather enough to make enough firewood to cook an egg that's easy to cook, which we've already defined several times in this mesechta, means a chicken's egg, not because it's the smallest egg, but because it's the egg that is most easily cooked. Hamelake tasavim, if a person is gathering weeds, so im lasake, and again, if he's just trying to weed the ground so that the grass will grow in better, or the other growth will come in better. Sen kolshu, the shear is a kolshu, but v'im lebehema kimlopi agedi. But if he's doing it in order to feed to an animal, then it would have to be a chashva amount that's worth feeding to an animal. So says the Gemara, wait a second. At the very beginning of the Mishnah, we said that if you're choresh, even a kolshu, you're chayev. Well, the maychazi, why would a kolshu of plowing be useful in any which way? So says Gemara, chazi lebizra dekara, that you could plant a stalk of cabbage on a kolshu who have plowed ground, the Kavasagabi Mishkan, and in fact they had such a thing by the Mishkan, Shekin Roy, Lekelechechad Shal Samanim, they would plant a single stalk of the Samanim that they used for the dyeing in the Mishkan. That's how Rashi explains that the Harisha and the Zriya that they did in the Mishkan was for the sake of planting those stalks that made the dyes that then dyed the Urios of the Mishkan, that dyed the curtains of the Mishkan. Rabbeinu Avram ben Arambam, however, in his Chidushim, writes in the name of Rav Haigon that the 11 Malachos from the Malacha of Choresh until the Malacha of Ofa are all the tzorech, the minchas nesachim that is brought with a carbon tamid that they would be makrav every day, and for the chavite kohen gadol and the miluim. So you see that the charisha and the zriya that were in the Mishkan were for the sake of zriya of those minim that they needed to make the chavite kohen gadol and the things that are brought together with karbanos. So Rav Ram ben Aram says not about the preparation of the urios for the Mishkan. The Malacha of Choresh was for the sake of preparing the karbanos mincha that had to be brought all the time. The Eglei Tal in his Psicha Na'os Aleph Sivkat and Chavtes just points out against Rav Ram ben Aram from our sugya, because when we talk about Harisha Kolshu, we talk about Kelach Shel Samanim. It's very explicit that it's about dyes, that it's not about preparing karbanos. So that's Mefurish and Yishami that way as well. So the Eglei Tal suggests that it could be, according to Rav Ram ben Aram, according to Rav Haigon, the Gemara doesn't mean the Samanim that they would dye the Urios with. It means the Samanim HaKetores, which is also part of the Avodas HaKarbanos, right? That's what the Eglei Tal works through, whether the Lamedes Melachos of the Mishkan are the things that they did in the preparation of the Mishkan or in the daily functioning of the Mishkan. So that's the two deos over here, whether it's Shitas Rashi versus Shitas Rav Haigon, as it's quoted by Rav Ram ben Arambam. The Eglei Tal thought that our Gemara at first sounds like a very good raya to Shitas Rashi, that it's about the preparation of the Mishkan and not the regular daily running of the Mishkan. HaMenachish Ramakas V'Mezari, we then said that weeding eating, even a kol shu is going to be chayiv. So Tanu Rabbanan Hatolish Ulshin, if a person detaches an endive, a mezarid zeradim, or someone cuts off certain shoots that are very soft and that are still ra'oi for a human being to eat, and after they harden, they're ra'oi to be used for machil behema. So when they dry out, they can be used for firewood. So im la'achila, if you detach them in order to use them for eating, so then k'grogeres, the shear is going to be what the shear is always by food, the shear of a grogeres. So that's by any isser of Shabbos that relates to food, we always say grogeres. Im la'behema, but if you they're already not ra'oi for achilas adam, and they could best be used for animal fodder, kimlo piagdi, then we're going to go with the shear that's used for animal fodder. V'im la'hasik, and if they're already so dried out that they're not even usable for animal fodder anymore, k'dei levashal beitzakala, then it's the shear for firewood, which is always the shear that you need to cook a chicken egg. Im liapo says a karka, but if you're just weeding the ground and you're just trying to make the karka nicer, kol shein, then even a kol shu you're going to be chayiv. So from the seder of the brisa, it sounds like that if your kavana was for achilu or for hesek, you're not chayiv until you do that shear, and it's only if you're having kavana liapo says a karka that you'd be chayiv for a kol shu. But without any kavana liapo says a karka, you're not going to be chayiv for a kol shu. So says gemara atukulu liapo says karka dinu. But I don't understand. You're always being miapa as a karka, either whether that's your main intention or not, that's what you're in fact doing. You're making the karka nicer. So how come you're not always chayiv for a kol shu? So Rabbi Rav Yosef, Damatarvayu, ba'agam shanu. We're talking about where there's no being miapa as a karka. You're in a swamp. So there's no, it's not a place where you're going to grow anything, where anything is going to grow on that land. You're in swamplands. And therefore, it's not a being miapa as a karka issue. That is Rabbi Rav Yosef's answer. Abayi Amar, another answer. Afilu tema besada de la vagam. No, you're in a field that can grow things. Why aren't you chayiv in the first kol shu? Because after all, the maisa you're being miap as a karka. Yeah, but that wasn't your kavana to be miap as a karka, and that's why you're not going to be chayiv. What do you mean that wasn't your kavana? Mother Rabbi Shimon Pesikrei Shevila Yamos. Even Rabbi Shimon holds that a davar shein miskaven is mutter, but when it's a Pesikrei Shevila that's for sure going to happen, then it's not mutter. So Rabbi Shimon should be mutter that you're chayiv when you're pulling out a little bit of weeds from the ground, even though, yes, you're going to use those weeds for firewood or for animal fodder or for your own food or whatever. But the bottom line is, you're being miap as a karka, so kol shu should already be chayiv. So says Gemara, somewhat of a cryptic answer, lo tzricha dekavid bar dechavrei. You're not doing it on your own land. It's in a field, but it's not your field. It's someone else's field. So you don't care at all if the karka is mesukad, if you're making the karka nicer. So since you have no hana whatsoever, even though it's psikreshe, that the land is going to be better, Rabbi Shimon is not going to be modeh that you're chayiv in such a psik reshe when you have no benefit from it whatsoever. Tosos quotes from the Aruch that it has to be that it's the friend whose field it is not a good friend, meaning it's someone that you don't really care about. Because if you cared about it, then we wouldn't call that no hana. You would have hana in the fact that you're seeing your friend's success. But the way the Rishonim seem to understand it is that even though Rabbi Shimon is modeh psik reshe v'lo yamas, even though Rabbi Shimon is modeh that you be chayiv in a psik reshe, that's only when it's something that also benefits you. This is the basis, Tosfos points out, of the famous Shitas Ha'aruch. The Shita of the Aruch is that when you have a psikreshe to lo nichalei, psikreshe to lo nichalei is mutter. That it's only, the only time Rabbi Shimon is machmir a psikreshe is if it is nichalei. It's something that's beneficial to you, something that you're happy about. But over here you see explicitly that since he has no benefit from it, memeila Rabbi Shimon is going to be moda because it's lo nichalei. Tosfos, however, holds that no, psikreshe to lo nichalei is not chayiv min haTorah, but it's still asur midrabanan to do a psik reshe v'lo nichalei, and that's the shita of many other rishonim as well, the shita of the Yireyim and the Balachuma and the Smag and the Erzeruah, and that's why Tosfos explains the answer of the Gemara is that when you pull out some of the weeds from someone else's field and the karka becomes nicer, since you don't get any ana from it, it's a malach shein tzricha legufa that you're not chayiv a korban chatos for, and therefore you're not going to be mechayiv in mekol shu midin choresh, only with the larger shiurim that are midin kotzer, where you have some use for the item that you're pulling out. So kotzer is only if you have use for the item that you're pulling out. Choresh is if you're improving the field. But as far as improving the field is concerned, Tos says what the Gemara is trying to say is that's a melach shein tzricha legufa, and that's why you're not chayiv, but still going to be nisad rabbanan, even on a kol shehu. But if you are tolesh asavim in your own field, even if you're not miskaving to be miyapa the karka, but it's your own field, since that's a natural outgrowth of what you're doing, so it's as if you had kavana for it, and because you definitely benefit from it, and for that you're even going to be chayiv minatorah. That's how Tosos understands. For your own field, you'd be chayiv minatorah. Okay, new Mishnah. Now we move on to those Mishnayos that relate to the melacha of kosev. So says the Mishnah, kosev shtei osios, bein bimino, bein b'smolo. A person writes two letters, whether he does it right-handed or left-handed. Bein mishem echad, whether he writes two letters that are the same, like he writes both letters are the letter aleph. He just writes aleph, aleph. Bein mishtei shemos, or he writes two different characters. Bein mishtei samonios, whether he writes with two different types of ink, two colors of ink. B'chol lashon, and in any language, chayiv. He's going to be chayiv for the malacha of kosev. So the chol lashon means any language and any font, right? The font of any language, not just that you're writing words in another language. So it turns out from this Mishnah that it doesn't matter how you wrote the letters, what language the letters are in. If you wrote words of Lashon HaKodesh in letters of other languages, you write out Hebrew words with English letters, or you write out English words with Hebrew letters, it doesn't matter, you're going to be chayiv. However, there is a shita of the Rav Yah that's actually quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The shita of the Rav Yah is that you're only chayiv for writing Lashon HaKodesh if you're writing Ksav Ashuris, or Lashon Yevanis if you're writing Ksav Yevanis. Only then are you chayiv min haTorah. But if you write Lashon HaKodesh in characters of other languages, you're not going to be chayiv min haTorah. It's only going to be an Isser midrabanan. And that's what Das Yachid in Rishonim. We don't pask in that way, but that is a shita in Rishonim that it's only going to be an Isser midrabanan. It is important to know when we're going to be in violation of Kosev Daraisa, when something's only going to be Kosev midrabanan. Typically, we avoid violating Melachos Rabbanan as well, but this comes up very often for a doctor. If a doctor has to be in a hospital, he has to be working on Shabbos, and sometimes he has to be writing things down in order to keep the patient's chart properly. So it's very important that he writes things down. So it's better to do it in a way that's only Nisid Rabbanan than to do it in a way that's Nisid Daraisa. Now, certainly, he shouldn't do it in a way that's going to compromise the chart, that's going to compromise the care that the patient gets. This is a discussion Rav Asher Weiss has in one of his shuvas where he talks about, you know, sometimes it's not really that important. The information that you're writing down is not so important. That you gave them Advil at this time or that time, I mean, a big deal whether you gave it to you gave them Advil or not. If they're not going to overdose on Advil usually, or something like that, where the nurse knows that it's not that important. So are you allowed to be kosev on Shabbos in order to write such things down in a chart? So Rav Asher Weiss paskins, absolutely you're allowed to write it down. You're mechuyev to write it down because it's pikuach nefesh. What? It's pikuach nefesh if you gave a Tylenol or an Advil or something. How's that pikuach nefesh? It's pikuach nefesh if every nurse has to make the decision each time whether this is pikuach nefesh or not. Because that opens itself up on a hospital level, on a broader level, to more mistakes that are going to be made. And memela, that's a pikuach nefesh, because someone's going to make mistakes. He always gives the example of a frum girl who's on Shmirah, watching the video cameras near an Arab neighborhood, and there was a camera that there was a car accident, and it knocked one of the cameras down. So she thought, okay, she doesn't have to report it on Shabbos, it's not such a big deal. She didn't realize that what they had done that accident was on purpose. They knocked out the view of one of the cameras so that they could then infiltrate to where that camera used to be. It looked like a simple car accident that happened. Okay, why do you have to report such a thing? You have to report it. But each person has to decide what is and is not pikuach nefesh, that itself becomes a situation of pikuach nefesh. Okay, says the Mishnah further, Amar Rabbi Yossi, lo chivu shtei osios el mishum roshem, that Shtei Osios is only a violation of Roshim, of making marks. Shekach Kosval Krashi HaMishkan. They didn't actually form letters when they marked the boards of the Mishkan. It was just marking Leida Ezo Benzugo to know which one matched up with the other one, so they would make a simen on each board. And therefore, the Chiyuv is not only on writing Osios, it's even if you make marks, two marks on something, that a person is going to be Chayiv. The reason that the Yerushalmi says, the reason they were Makbid on marking asking where each board goes is because the pasuk says Vakimos es hamishkan kimishpato. So the Yerushalmi says v'chiyesh mishpat li'etzim. Is there any judgment when it comes to etzim? Ela keres shazach li'nasim b'tzafon, li'nasim li'olam b'tzafon. If you have a board that was zochet to be in the northern side of the mishkan, that should always be in the north. That's what we pointed out the other day. The Magen Avraham writes that's the basis for the idea that that people are makbid, that their talis is worn in such a way where the top of the talis is always the top of the talis, that the part of the talis that goes on your head should always be the part of the talis that goes on your head. That's where the minute comes to make an atara for a talis, that if it was zochet to be in that part, so then it should always be placed there. Now according to Rabbi Yossi, the malacha is roshem because that's what was done in the mishkan. Kosev is only a tolda of the malacha of roshem lichora, and it's logara me roshem. It's at least a mark, meaning when you write letters, that's a mark plus. So according to the Tanakhama, the malacha is really kosev because that was what was actually done in the mishkan. They would write actual letters on the boards, and roshem is only in issur midrabanan. However, the Rambam in Perusha Mishnayis explains that even according to Rabbi Yossi, kosev is also an av malacha, but Rabbi Yossi is adding an extra av malacha, that in addition to the malacha of kosev, there's another malacha called roshem, because they used to mark the boards of the mishkan with the reshima. He means that if you're kosev shtei osios, you're not chayv mitzad the av malacha of kosev, you're chayv mitzad the av malacha of roshem. So that and what he means is, what's included in roshem, what's included in the malacha of kosev? So the achronim explain that writing shtei osios alone is considered just a simon bialma, it's just considered a reshima, and the chiyuv is only from the malacha of roshem, not the malacha of kosev. Writing more than two letters, that's already a ksiva gemura. That's the sheet of Rabbi Yossi over here, that there are two different levels of malacha, and when he says that writing two letters is a malacha of roshem, he means not yet kosev. There is another malacha called kosev, but you got to write more than two letters to be in violation of kosev. Quite a chiddush. Am Rabbi Yehuda, metzinu shem katan mishem gadol. Rabbi Yehuda says a person could sometimes be chayiv for writing a shem katan that's part of a shem gadol. What does that mean? Shem mishimon mishmuel. You write the shin mem of when you wanted to write the full word Shimon or Shmuel, but Shin Mem itself is also a name. Noach Minocher, Don Mi Daniel, God Mi Gadil. So even though you only wrote two of the letters, and you wanted to write, your kavana was to write a longer word, nevertheless you're going to be Chayiv. Okay, so now the Gemara goes back to the idea of writing right-handed or left-handed. So Bishlam, I am in the Chayiv. I understand very well if you write with your right hand, you're going to be Chayiv Mishum Darach Ksiv Bekach. That's a normal way to write. Alas, Smol Amai, Hayin Darach Ksiv Bekach. Why is one going to be chayv writing with the left hand? It's not the derech ksiva bekach. So Rabbi Yom Rabbi Itar Yad Shanu. We're talking about a lefty. That's why he's going to be chayv. V'tavi small di day ki yimindu kol yalma. Why don't we treat his left hand like everybody else's right hand? V'asmal l'chayv ayimin lo l'chayv. And therefore, a lefty should only be chayv for writing with his left hand and not with his right hand. Elam Rabbi b'sholit b'shtei yadav. You're right. The only time someone's going to be chayv for writing with either hand is if he's ambidextrous. Rav Yaakov b'rei debas Yaakov. Rav Yaakov, the son of the daughter of Yaakov, named after his maternal grandfather, obviously, but Rashi always points out when you have something like this, that Rashi writes in Masech Zeruvin, that it means that there was something wrong with his father. His father was a Rasha, wasn't such a good person. Shame Rishayim Yerkav, we do not mention the names of Rishayim if we can avoid it. So Rav Yaakov was the son of Bas Yaakov. Amar Hamani, who is the Tana that holds that even someone who normally writes right-handed is chayiv for writing with his left hand? Rabbi Yosihi. That's the sheet of Rabbi Yossi. Domelochiv u'shtei Yossios el mishum roshem. Because Rabbi Yossi holds that there's a malacha of roshem. Now roshem doesn't require great dexterity. You don't have to have to just mark something. Even a righty could do that with his left hand, and therefore it's not considered a shinui in the way that the malacha is being done if a right-handed person does a reshima with his left hand. I'm the sefer Rabbi Yossi reshalav Rabbi Yossi. But from the fact that Rabbi Yossi is only introduced later in the Mishnah, it sounds like up until that point in the Mishnah it was not Rabbi Yossi. Kula Rabbi Yosihi. Now you have to say that the entire Mishnah is Rabbi Yosihi, and when it says that Amar Rabbi Yosihi lochiv shtei osios al mishum roshem, it means to give the intention is to give a reason for the resha. Why is it that in all these cases you're chayiv? Because Rabbi Yosihi holds even just for roshem you're going to be chayiv. That's the explanation of why writing with your left hand you're also going to be chayiv, and it makes sense. That's what the Chachmas Menorah points out in the back of the Gemara. It doesn't say Rabbi Yosihi Amar. It says Amar Rabbi Yosihi. Amar Rabbi Yosihi would sound like he's just coming to be chalik. Amar Rabbi Yossi sounds like he's not coming to be chalik. He's adding some commentary. So he was already talking earlier in the Mishnah, and now he's adding commentary to what he already said. Amar Rabbi Demetzina. So we said that Rabbi Yehuda says Yechai for writing a shame katan mishem gadol. El Rabbi Yehuda shteyosi osvein shnei shemos hu demechayv shteyosi osvein shem echol demechayv. Wait, does Rabbi Yehuda mean to tell me that if I write two of the same letters, I'm not going to be chayiv? Only if I write two different letters like Shin Mem from Shimon, am I going to be chayiv? Tanya, but we have a brisa that has four different opinions, or five different opinions rather, had a darshan the following pasuk, and one of those opinions is going to be problematic. Va'asa achas. The pasuk says, Va'asa achas mikol mitzvot Hashem elukav asher lo teasana bishkaga. So from the fact that it says achas, it sounds like you did a full action. So yachal ach yichtov kol hashem. I might think that you're only chayiv if you write out everything. Ach yaru kol habeged, or until you weave an entire beged. Ach yasa kol enough, until you make an entire basket. Talmud weave an entire. Talmud lomar meachas. That's why it says vasa meachas mehena. So from meachas, it sounds like you only did part of a malacha. I meachas yachal afilu kasav elos achas v'lo argel luchotechod v'lo asal bayis echad benafa. So then I would think even if you just write one letter, even if you only weave one little strand, even if you only weave one little part of the basket, Talmud Lomar. That's why the pasuk says achas. So aketzad, how do we reconcile the two? So shita number one, how do we reconcile achas with meachas? Eino chayiv ad sheyichtov shem katan mishem gadol, shem mishimon umishmuel, noach minachar, dan midaniel, god migadiel. So you did an action that's only part of what you intended to do, but is an entire word also. So that's why it's both achas and it's meachas simultaneously. Second shita, review domer, afilu lo kasav el shteyos yosvein shem echad chayiv kigon sheish tas rar gag chach. You write the letters shin shin from a word that has a double shin like sheishach, or you write the letters tuf tuf from tisra'u or titnu, or you write resh resh from rarim, or gag from gago, or chach from chachim. As you write two letters that are the same, you're going to be chayiv. So right there we already have our problem, right? Rabbi Yehuda implied in the Mishnah that if you only write two of the same letters, you're not going to be chayiv. It's only shem yishem and god migadiel don midaniel. And over here he says explicitly that achas, may achas and achas are reconciled by saying that even if you write two of the same letter, you're going to be chayiv. So that, but we're first going to go through the other shitas in the Braisa. So Amar Rabbi Yossi has a third shita. V'chimishum kosev u'chayiv. You think you're chayiv that for writing two osios, which are a full word, in different contexts, you're chayiv just for being roshim. Shekein roshim akashay mishkan leidei ezui ben zugo. Lefichach sarat srita achas al shnei nesarin. If you make one mark with a knife on two different boards at the same time, and through that one mark, you're now able to align the two boards with each other. Oshteish srita, or you make two marks on a single board, chayiv. So it's two osios are not mitzarif to they're not mitzarif to a word in any other context. You're also going to be chayiv. I mean, Rabbi Yossi says, I don't care that it's the same letter. Even making two marks, you're going to be chayiv. So of course, if you make two letters, you're going to be chayiv. Rabbi Shimon Omer, and Rabbi Shimon has a fourth shita. Va'asa achas. From the fact that it says achas, it sounds like you did a full action. So yachla hashiyichlev is kol hashem hashiyor kol habeged hashiyas is kol enough. Tamalomar meachas. Ooh, I meachas. If it only said meachas, so yachal afilu lo kasavela osachas afilu lo aregel chutechad vafilu lo asela bayisacha benafa. Even if you did a very tiny portion of the melacha, tamalomar achas. Haketzad. How do we reconcile them? Enu chayv al sheyas melacha shekiyotzi ba miskayemes. That you have to have done a melacha that is worthwhile on its own without having to add anything to it. So if it's something that's a lasting melacha on its own, even though it's only a fraction of what you wanted to do, what you intended to do, that you're also going to be chayiv for. So Rabbi Yossi darshan's a little bit differently. Rabbi Yossi Omer, it's not about the shleimus of the malacha that we're darshaning. By the way, if Rabbi Shimon's shita sounds familiar, it sounds exactly like the Tanakama, it should. The Gemara is going to ask that question in a moment, so we'll get to that. But Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says it's not about the shleimus of the malacha that we're darshaning the pasuk, it's about a chiyuv chatas that we're talking about. And the way to darshan the pasuk is as follows. Va'asa achas va'asa hein. It's a funny thing about a Karban Chatas. Sometimes someone who does many Averos b'shogeg is chayiv only one Karban Chatas for many Averos. Why? Because it was all Behelim Echad. He didn't realize in between, so he repeated the, he didn't realize it was Shabbos, and he did many, many, many Averos over the course of Shabbos, not realizing that it was Shabbos, one Karban Chatas. And sometimes you chayiv al kolachas v'achas, if it's in Shtei HaLemel, so then you're going to be chayiv each and every time. So now that the Gemara finished quoting the Braisa, so let's go back to the Kasha that we were asking, that Rabbi Yehuda in the Braisa is so sir what Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah implies. Katani Mia, the Braisa version of Rabbi Yehuda says that Rabbi Yehuda Omer, afilo kasvel shtei yosius vein shem echad, chayiv, that even if you write two of the same letters, you're going to be chayiv. So that's against the Mishnah, because in the Mishnah he implies that it's only shem mi shimon or shmuel, gad mi gadiel, dan mi daniel, but two of the same letters, you're not going to be chayiv, says Melo Kasha. Hadidei hadarabe. Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah is telling us his own opinion, that two of the same letters you're going to be pater. In the Brice, he's telling us the sheet of Rabbi Gamliel, who is his Rebbe, because we do find that Rabbi Gamliel holds writing two of the same letters you're going to be chayiv. Tetanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mishum Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Yehuda elsewhere quotes Rabbi Gamliel, that afil lo kosevel shtei yosios vein shem echon chayiv kigon sheish, teis, rar, gag, chach, that even two of the same letters you're going to be chayiv. So Rabbi Yehuda was just reporting what his Rebbe, Rabbi Shimon, holds. So now the Gemara says, well, wait a second, there's a repeat of a shita in the Braisa. Rabbi Shimon, Hainu Tanakama. Rabbi Shimon's shita, that's if you do a malacha that's miskayemes in another context, you're going to be chayiv, and therefore, even if you write two of the same letters from a larger word, sheish, teis, you're going to be chayiv, because that's something that's miskayim b'makom acher. It may have no meaning in this context, but in a different context, it would be very valuable as part of a word. So isn't that exactly what Rabbi Yehuda was saying in the, Rabbi Yehuda, at least in the name from Gamliel, was saying in the earlier part of the Braisa? So why are they quoted as two separate shitos in the Braisa? So the chit, meaning they both hold that if you write two of the same letter from a larger word, that you're going to be chayiv because it's miskayim b'makom acher. V'chi tema aleph aleph ta'azrecha ika binayu. Maybe the nafkamina would be if you write aleph aleph, because the Tanakama sav, the Tanakama holds that sheish from shishach you're going to be chayiv, but aleph aleph ta'azrecha lo mechayiv, because you don't find aleph aleph ever being a word anywhere in Tanakh. So since aleph aleph is not a word anywhere in Tanakh, so that's why you're not going to be chayiv. Rabbi Shimon Sofer Kivin Di say Begalture Bialma, since Sofrim would normally write two letters on cameos and other things that they write amulets and things like that, even though it doesn't have a mashmaus anywhere else outside of that context. So that's why you're going to be chayiv on such a thing. Maybe that's the machloka. So it would turn out, though, the problem with saying that that's the pshat is that Rabbi Shimon is more machmir than the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda, and he's mechayiv even if you write shteyosios that don't have any mashmaus anywhere else outside of cameos, outside of writing amulets. But that's a problem, because lamemad Rabbi Shimon l'chumra, you mean to tell me Rabbi Shimon is the more machmir shita, he's more machmir in terms of shiurim than a Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda, that a shiur of ksivas, even two osios that mean nothing in any other context. V'atanya, but we have a braisa that tells us Rabbi Shimon is the most makil when it comes to shiurim. Hakodeach kol shu chayiv. If you drill even just a little bit, you're chayiv. Hamagara, if you smooth out pieces of wood, boards of wood, kol shu. Hama'abed, you tan skins, you tan hides, kol shu. Hatzar b'kli tzura, you make an image on a kli, kol shu. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, no, not a kol shu. Rabbi Shimon is much more makel, you're only going to be chayiv. Achi kadeach es kulo, achi yigar es kulo, achi abad es kulo, achi yotzer kulo. But if you do only a small chelek of the melacha that you intended to do, Rabbi Shimon holds that you're going to be potter. So you see that Rabbi Shimon is more makel when it comes to the shiurim of malacha. So you can't say that Rabbi Shimon is going to be the one that says that when it comes to the shir ksiva, that he's going to be more machmir, and that writing aleph aleph, you're going to be chayiv. Ela Rabbi Shimon ha asalash minan. Now Rabbi Shimon must be telling me the following: ad she yichtov es Hashem kulo, that you're not chayiv for writing shtei osios unless you wrote the entire word that you intended to write. Unlike the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda that say even a shame katan mishame gadol you're going to be chayiv, Rabbi Shimon is saying nothing doing. Only if you wrote the entirety of the word that you intended to write are you going to be chayiv. Says the Gemara, but wait, have you been paying attention? Rabbi Shimon omer v'asa achas yachal ad shiich yachal ad shiich tov es hashem kulo. Tamal omer meyachas. That was a havamina. And then Rabbi Shimon said, no, meyachas tells me that even if you didn't write the entirety of the word that you intended to write. So tritz ve'imahachi. You have to change the words a little bit. It should be Yad Sheikhtav, you might have thought Yad Sheikhtav is a Pasuk Kulav. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Va'asa Achas Va'asehena, Pam Shechayev Achas Al Kulav, Pam Shechayev Al Kolachas Va'achas. Sometimes you chayev separately for each melacha that you did, and sometimes not. So I'm Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanin, in my time with Rabbi Yossi, how does Rabbi Yossi darshan this from the Pasuk? Achas, Me Achas, Heina, mehena. So there are a lot of yisurim in the pasuk, a lot of extras in the pasuk. Achas shehi heina. So we darshan sometimes it's achas shehi heina for your chayv one chatas for many veros, and heina shehi achas, and sometimes one many chatos for one avera. So achas Shimon, me achas shemi Shimon, and from the extra mem we darshan that achas in me achas, that achas is if you write out the whole name Shimon. Me'achas, if you write shame from Shimon. Heina avos, me'heina talados. Heina tells me that you're chayev for each av melacha. Me'heina tells me that you're chayev for doing talados as well. Achas shehiena zodon Shabbos v'shigas melachos. Where do you have a situation of achas shehiena? If you knew that it was Shabbos, but you were shogging about each melacha. So even though it's only you knew that today was Shabbos and there are a lot of melachos that are aser on Shabbos min haTorah, but you didn't know that the melachos that you were doing were those melachos that were aser. So by each of them, you were mechallel the same Shabbos, even though it's only one Shabbos you were mechallel. Nevertheless, you're chayev a separate chatos for each and every melacha that you did. And heina shehi achas shigas Shabbos v'zodan melachos. Heina shehi achas, if you didn't even know that it was Shabbos, so then even though you did many, many melachos, you're only going to be chayiv one carbon, because that's you were only shogging about one thing, about the fact that it was Shabbos. So Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the discussion of the Mem Pasuach and Mem Stuma, and that will take us well into, that sugya takes us well into tomorrow's daf, Bez Hashem. Everyone should have a great day.